Flow, the podcast, where you'll be getting inspired and empowered with your host, Miss Beth, broadcasting around the world. Check out InsideTheOverflow.com.
This is Alicia, your host for Inside the Overflow. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can always check out the show here live on Blog Talk Radio, or you can visit www.insidetheoverflow.com. I'm super excited. The holidays are right around the corner. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, so I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. But I wanted to change the show up a little bit tonight and just recap the week. With so much going on with the holidays and everything, and in between that, I found some different things that inspired me that I wanted to share with everyone. And now, if you would like to call in live, if you're catching the show live, you can always call in at 845-277-9109. Also on Instagram at Inside the Overflow. So let's jump right into the show. Peace and love to everyone that's joining the show. I wish you a Merry Christmas and many blessings this year. I hope everything, you know, is going well for you, just for the holidays, but also for the remainder of the year. I know this is a hard time for some people, so, you know, I'm glad you're joining in with me. And we're just going to get right into these things that inspired me this week. So first of all, Teyana Taylor. So now, I've been following Teyana Taylor for a while. I've been a fan. And throughout that time, I've seen her evolve and change. But I think she's a very, very talented artist. And that was confirmed this week whenever she released the song on her Instagram, is where I first saw it. And it's a song with her. The video itself was what has like this 90s vibe, you know, the outfits, the look, everything about it on the song is amazing. And she looks amazing in the video as well. And with that, I, you know, was inspired just because it kind of took me back a little bit. You know how you hear a song that takes you back and you get the vibing and you know, kind of lose everything and you just like, man, this is hot. Like, this is a hot song. So I, you know, heard this song this week. I ended up sharing it with somebody else. I was like, hey, have you heard this I'm Gonna Love Me by Teyana Taylor? And, you know, most people were like, no, you know, they hadn't heard it or whatever. But, you know, just listening to the song, like I said, it took me back a little bit. I think it was Ghostface, Killer, Method Man, and Raekwon that's on the song. But if you have not heard this song yet, please go to the Inside the Overflow page here, because I did drop the link in there for the song to play for you from YouTube. Or just go on YouTube and search it and look at YouTube for it. It's absolutely, you know, 90s vibe, chill. I probably listen to it after I get off tonight with the podcast. So, you know, I just want to make sure anything that catches my vibe, I want to share. But that one was a vibe I got this week that really, like, lasted all week. It was one of those feel-good songs. If I'm not mistaken, I was reading somewhere that it said she directed the video, which made it even more, you know, inspiring to me. So, you know, if you like music, you want some feel-good music, that's a great song to go pull up and listen to, download on iTunes, whatever you do to how you get your music. But I think that's one that you would want to add to your collection. So the other thing that happened, now this one actually was not on the list until today because I just saw it today, but the vibe I got from it was so awesome that I was like, now you clearly cannot do it and not put this on. So there's a video floating around where Wiz Khalifa and Erykah Badu are in conversation. It looks like on Instagram story where they've connected with each other. I didn't really look at which social media site it was, but it's Erykah Badu and Wiz Khalifa. Now, first of all, Erykah Badu, yes. Erykah is so at peace, even when you see her in videos, and her vibe is absolutely amazing. She's always flowing, and even in her music. But this video of Wiz Khalifa and Erykah Badu was absolute. It's not even a minute, I don't think, that they were talking. I don't even think it was a whole minute long. But in the conversation, you know, the play-by-play of the conversation, and they were so chill, and you could tell the respect they have for each other. And, you know, the way their whole vibe in conversation, I was like, why is it that we can't conversate like this all the time with people? Like, it was just a smooth vibe. You know, he was chilling, she was chilling, but it wasn't anything that felt fake. And I know right now with social media, a lot of stuff is fake, so that makes it, you know, kind of awesome to see something real. It should be the opposite way around, but you know how life goes. But with social media, a lot of things are fake. So to see this genuine respect and genuine, you know, relationship, of talent, and, you know, that type of thing. Because I always, you know, been a fan of Erica's, but I was also, you know, I'm also a fan of Wiz Khalifa, and just watching that vibe play by play was, you know, pretty cool to see. And, you know, so if you want to, you know, look up something on social media, you want to check it out, that would be a great one to check out as well. Also, don't forget, you know, like I said before, you can always check us out on Instagram at InsideTheOverflow.com. Now, let's see here. The topic today, which is going to be absolutely amazing. And one part of the topic, I found this article. Now, if you are a friend of mine or you know me, you know that I attempt to read something every day. I listen to an inspiring video every day and I find an article. I have books I read, but I'm all for personal development and business development. I think you can never learn too much when it comes to personal development and business development. There's no way to not gain something from someone. So even if it's someone who's a bad speaker or someone who's not interesting to me or someone whose book I don't really like, I'm usually able to pull from it and learn something. And that's not to say everyone is or isn't. It's just that, you know, you go around and you see different people when you're looking for personal development. You watch many videos, so you know what things you learn from and what things you don't. But I usually try to pull something from everyone. But this article, I found it on Black Enterprise. You can check them out online, and also I put the link to their page so you can pull up the article yourself. It's a very good article, but the article is 4 reasons why exchanging business cards is still important. I mean, this article was written by Shakira M. Brown, so you may want to go check that out. And she gives you some different reasons, but the one that was stuck out to me was a business card establishes a connection. You know, I went to a networking event a while back, a few months ago, and I noticed that the people who I got business cards from, I actually was able to stay connected with after the fact. And I think that's important because a lot of the other people, even though I liked them and even though, you know, when we spoke, we connected, I kind of lost that because I had no way to follow up with them. And even with social media and you're meeting people, we really weren't on our phones to be able to just go ahead and follow people right then. So a lot of the people who I had business cards from, I took the business cards with me. And then when I got back and was in the office, I could go back and follow those people, reach out to them and connect. And now I'm in constant communication with those people. So when I saw that, I found it to be very interesting because I'm someone who understands that connection. And I've been able to actually apply that connection of having a business card. I don't know if many of you still, you know, carry business cards, but this article is great because it explains why and what's so important about making sure you have a business card with you when you are networking or when you're sharing your business or, you know, anything, your side hustle, you know, anything that you're growing. And Inside the Overflow is always my goal to share something with you that I've learned so I can flow out. And, you know, you can flow that into someone else who may have a business or just starting out. Or if you're networking with someone and you notice they don't have one. I tried the virtual business cards before as well. A lot of those different resources and everything, you know, you want to make sure the other person is connected on that same level. But I do see the importance of still having a printed business card to be able to share with people and get your information out to them, and how important that is for your business to continue to grow, because that follow-up afterwards is how you're going to be able to build that relationship with them and connect. So if you guys have time, please don't hesitate. Go check that article out. I think it will be very informative for you and, you know, inspire you to want to make sure you still have a business card for your business to continue to grow. And, you know, like I said, please make sure you guys check us out on Instagram and at www.insideoverflow.com. We're always on iTunes as well. Anytime if you miss the show, you know, you can always check it out there. I got some special things changing up for 2019. I always want to grow. I'm evolving. I'm growing. You know, and if you have a business or something you want to share with the show, please do. You know, I'm always here and open. You can always email me at insidetheoverflow@gmail.com. But, you know, that was my week. Everything is good. Everything is inspiring. Peace and love. You know, it's been a rough week. My grandmother was in the hospital, but, you know, God is good, so I'm good. You know, it was just a week of transition, I'll say, and trying to get my mind wrapped around things. And for our quote tonight, before I let everyone, you know, go, or, you know, if you come back to the show, and you want to listen to it, but is she is at a place in her life that peace is her priority and negativity cannot exist. We have to protect our space. We have to protect what surrounds us. We have to protect the people who surround us. This was very important to me because when I read this, I'm at that space personally. I'm removing people and removing things who are not ensuring to match my peace. They're not ensuring to match my purpose, and I refuse to be surrounded by negativity. If that means unfollowing people on social media, then you're unfollowed. If that means blocking someone on social media, that means you're blocked. Like, I don't have to have that in my space. Some people may say, well, you know, you're separating yourself from the truth, or whatever you may call it, but your truth and my truth are not the same. So I'm separating myself, and I choose to keep peace. I choose to separate myself from negativity. And I choose to surround myself with positive people and positive things. And, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you have to be careful of what you say. You have to be careful what the people around you say. You know, and that's important to me. That's a part of my life that I'm making sure to put at a top focus right now. So I just want to thank you so much tonight for joining me. I am Alicia Best, your host for Inside the Overflow. I hope you have a great evening and a great holiday with your family.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Overflow, the podcast. Also, thank you to our guest this week. You can follow Inside the Overflow on Instagram and Twitter. Please make sure to subscribe and follow for updates. Thanks again for listening. Join us next week right here, Inside the Overflow.